This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are all over social media the way so many of us are in this continued lockdown, start hashtagging stuff. Move California forward. Hashtag move California forward. Every day, Californians are showing the ways that they're moving forward as we're recovering from the COVID-19 crisis. Little by little, share your own stories of progress, your stories of hope, the things you want to get back to, whatever you're putting up on social media. Try the hashtag move California forward. That way we can check on you and see what you're up to. See how California's getting back and into normal life, or, you know, whatever the new normal is. And now it's time for some texts.
Yeah, let's read back some of the things you guys had to say. Our phone number or text number, 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you. Here's some of what you had to say. And by the way, Brian, I went and got some tools, so I'll just need a little bit of help here. But I love you guys, and this is my favorite part of the day, except when the commercials yell at me. Another person said, I'm listening to on radio.com. Every time you go to commercial, the volume increases to a very loud, intolerable volume. I've got a Phillips head and a flathead, Brian. Where do I stick them?
Yeah, let's fix that.
Right in your eye.
That is not right. Oh my God, Steven Tyler's on the show. What did you just do? Yeah.
Apparently, whatever I'm doing with any feature,
do that again. I got a shot of it.
Dream on.
She's doing filters, everyone. We're being silly.
I get bored by the end of the day. I want to see what else I can look like.
Love my hero RN daughter, Jessica. She's beautiful and caring nurse. You know, I can't say, and I know this is maybe not the best comparison, but I find it similar. There are people who go into vet work because they love animals. But what they don't realize is that you deal with animals that are hurt. And
right.
You have to be able to withstand that on a daily basis. And the same is true for nursing in that, and even probably worse, obviously, because they're humans, but they can tell you how much pain they're in, and it's brutal, and they deal with serious emotional fallout from their daily work life. And I can't say enough about the people who take that job on and are capable of dealing with it, and the fallout in their life is probably bad. You know, they come home bummed.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I just had the worst possible day, and
I lost to, you know, whatever it is. I mean, just
right.
You see people at their absolute worst.
Mm-hmm. For Cinco de Mayo, I'm having a live secret show at my house.
Oh,
says
what fun.
925. Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
You going to that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't go anywhere anymore.
Right, me neither. Yeah. That's...
I'll join
it,
though.
Don't spread, 415 says, don't spread misinformation. This is a lung disease, coronavirus. It absolutely affects smokers.
Yeah, I'm not trying to spread it. I'm just telling you, I've read from multiple sources, some of which are totally trusted sources, that it's affecting people who smoke less.
I wonder if that's the same source, though, that
told
Corey's in the top 20.
Listen, that's on Billboard. It's on billboard.com. It's their chart. He's on the charts. Oh, yeah. That's a song. Nobody ever falls for that, Vinny.
Please. What'd you say?
You're the one who said it.
Please wish my daughter Trinity a happy sweet 16 quarantine.
Oh, that's a tough one to be in quarantine for. I wonder if she was going to try and go for a license, and I don't know if we're doing that right now. Although, didn't you say you don't even have to take the driver's test now? They'll just give you the license if you pass.
Yeah, they're finding new ways to push this through. I think it was in another state that they said that.
It was.
But
I was going to say, this is my kid's chance to get his license without actually having to drive. It's great.
Things are starting slowly to open back up. As long as the signs stay positive, then we'll see all this stuff start to happen. I have all the paperwork ready in a bag, and I'm ready to go get my real ID. This happened before I could go get that done.
Yeah.
So I was ready to go, and then I just shined it on. Like, all right, well, what's the point?
Guess I'm not doing that. Right? You know, just a lot of people are missing out on a lot of great things. My kid's going to turn 21 June 2nd, and he's so bummed that he can't go to a bar with all his friends. So bummed. He's like, my first time legally going to a bar. I'm like, just walk over to Jolly King and just buy some liquor. It'll be fun.
Yeah, but you know what his point is.
He wants
to walk into a bar and say, yes, I'll have. And then who knows what does that kid drink?
He doesn't really drink that much now that I think about it. I don't know what his drink is. I've seen him have a beer. He was drinking lemon drops with me.
Yeah.
I was kind of forcing him.
All right.
Your mom doesn't want to drink alone. So you're drinking
with
me.
Oh, super.
Yeah, it was great.
925 says, thank you from a nurse.
Well,
no,
you're welcome.
Thank you,
nurse.
Your volume through the app is very low. Well, I was going to fix that, and then Bryn got downright rude and stabbed me in the eye, so I don't know how to help you.
Bryn.
We haven't tried it yet.
You're so grumpy because of your gout.
Yeah, your stupid gout's turning you into an old curmudgeon.
Almost stabbed myself in the eye with a screwdriver. Did you say which one would work best, though? Is it the Phillips or the flathead?
I say always go flathead when you're going in your cornea. And get right underneath there. Flip that thing off. Either one, though.
Bryn, stop the madness. No more Corey.
Oh, more Corey. I'm going to need to know that song. It's my new favorite song. I can't believe Jane doesn't like it.
No, Sarah, no. No spacesuit. If people are scared to go to a concert, then don't go. Let the people who want to
really
go.
I wish it was a grab suit, you know? I'd love to be able to fly. Mmm. You heard me.
You want it flying now? It needs to be added to the concert.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yes. Yep.
I always laugh I don't laugh. It's not. Clearly, you can, in my opinion, you can tell when people don't go to shows that often because they overdress. And then it's like, you know, you're going to be sweaty and pressed into people.
Yeah.
And
what a nice sweater. Get rid of that.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, the thing is, though, it's funny because my kid goes to a ton of, or did back in the olden days. He went to a lot of concerts and he'd leave the house in short sleeves and it was winter. I'm like, oh, my God, I feel you. I know, you're going to get hot, but you're going to freeze while you're waiting outside to get in. He's like, I'll live. I'm like, all right.
Sarah, how do you keep the raccoons from eating your fish? Do you have an electric fence around it?
You know, they have gotten a fish or two over the last few years, but they don't. It's really deep with steep sides. Like, they can't get into the pond. So I have a little sprinkler that is motion activated, and it just shoots them in the face whenever they get up on the top of the thing. Don't worry about my fish. Let me worry about them. Come on.
Well, I think they're trying to figure out how to fix that for themselves.
Oh, well, I got a little, John got a little motion activated thing. John solves all my problems for me. And he solved that one with a motion activated sprinkler. And it shoots hard too. Like, I've gotten hit by it a few times.
Good morning. Is the boob song from K-Fog? No Name Son wrote it for his mom recovering from breast cancer.
No, the boob song is a scrotum pole song from 1993. I don't know when you did that.
Way before you, I even met you. Yeah.
Yep. It's one of the things you brought to the table. We're like, the guy's got a boob song. Let's hire him. Sheesh.
Yeah, my band with my friend Todd, we used to play shows all over San Diego. It was fun. And then the song has been banned from our airwaves, so you'll never hear it again.
Mm.
What do you mean,
I feel like someone else was behind that. Like, I think Michael Martin would be fine with that. Probably the lawyers, right? I mean, that's got to be
I don't
it.
Know.
Who could know argue with boobs are cool, you know? Like,
it's,
all right.
The song's written, you know what, as you mentioned, Mike's kid wrote the song. It's written from like a 5-year-old's mentality, or not a 10-year-old's, 12-year-old mentality is the...
Right. Boobs are cool. They make
so
me drool.
Stupid.
I love them all, big and small. Like, that's really...
Like, how's that offensive? My God. Okay, whatever.
It's really just the truth coming from a young boy.
Right.
And from an old boy, and from an old man.
Thank you
and
so much.
Chicks. I love boobs, too.
Right. No kidding. I wish our beaches were like in France.
Were at bare boobs, I could glance.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I love your show. Been listening for years. You are the only thing keep... Oh, we did this one already. I'm reaching out today. This is the person who just recovered from or is in remission from cancer. I already read that one. Sorry. These things, I wish I could really properly explain it to you or actually really explain why it happens, but your texts come in random order. And
like
I have to
in
sort
chunks.
Of
it looks like
them.
A single text to you, but it's split up into 5 different things.
Right. And sometimes there's stuff in between which aren't part of that text. That's the real kick in the Richard. Have you mentioned how greatradio.com is?
Have you? I
haven't. Greatradio.com's working great today, everybody.
Yeah.
No worries.
As usual.
Love it.
Standards are high.
Dang, Vin, you just dated us with that videotape remark. LOL, OFOC. I don't remember that. Videotape?
I don't remember a videotape remark.
I do fall into bad old habits, though, so I'm not surprised.
Get on the mic, Nicole. You got something to say?
It was during the tattoo part where you guys were trying to determine if that leg was a man because it was hairy.
And then okay.
And so he, yeah, that's when he.
We're like, we're watching a videotape of a video.
Yeah.
Well, look,
got it.
You know, give us a break.
Cares.
The order on Friday to open retail does not apply to the Bay Area. I read several articles in the news that confirmed it. Yeah, I did notice that after we'd reported what Gavin had put out for the state. The Bay Area specifically has stricter guidelines and will not be entering phase 2 as quickly as other parts of California are. And some small places are even small towns have applied and have been given the okay to open restaurants and stuff.
Wow.
So I guess you're going to have to check very carefully before you run out of your house to go to your favorite store with your mask on, of course.
That'll
be
part of it.
If they're going to be able to take you or not. I'm a therapist and referrals are way down. Most people are doing fine, if not better than usual right now.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Man, I went through a freaking crisis the first couple weeks I was in here. I mean, I've kind of come around, but.
Come around? It's an understatement.
Yeah, I know. I'm like so happy now. Look at me. Flowers in my hair.
All of a sudden you're thriving? Is that what you're telling me?
All of a sudden I'm like, damn, this is the way I want to do it. It's great. Not commuting.
Shelter in place.
It's on my car.
So you are permanently staying home?
Well, I mean, if they allow it. I seriously doubt that's going to happen. Who knows, though?
Shelter in place was only supposed to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. Remember that. Not supposed to keep us all from getting it because...
To get
there
it
is no way.
Phases, right.
Until there is a vaccine or we get herd immunity, COVID is here. A vaccine could take years and herd immunity only works if enough people get it. Do the math. We can't sustain this broken economy, so people will have to and want to go out. Some people really... will get corona, and by doing so, they will protect the rest of us, keep the hospitals running at a comfortable rate, and move on.
That's actually really well stated.
That is a great text, yes. Mm-hmm. And if I had a prize, I'd give you one, but I don't. Unless you want this hair pull. Hair tie?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a hair tie? What is that?
It's a rubber band. Yeah, like
yeah, you can have that.
Rubber band hair tie.
Our promotions budget has been decimated. There's not a thing to give out. You know who I was thinking about the other day? And I know this is selfish for me to even mention it on the air, but I miss Denise. And I
miss Denise
to her.
So much, Vinny.
I haven't heard anything from her. I don't know if you've been able to get her to respond to texts.
One time she responded to a text. I've texted her 50 times. Just like, hey, I had a thought about blah, 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 blah. No, she is so done with the station. And she actually left us incredibly thoughtful gifts. And I'm always honored to like, hey, I'm doing this. You know, do you want to come? She doesn't live far from me. And she is just, you know, she's in the thick of whatever, you know, she's got her own stuff going on. But man, I miss her so much.
Well, the reason I mentioned it on the air is because I don't have any way to tell her this, but I miss her and I think of her.
Mm.
And she's the lady that built our station, like she, in a big
like,
way.
Yeah. The whole brand was all Denise St. Louis. She is great. I wonder if, you know, what she always wanted to be was a wedding planner. Remember she threw that gay wedding for us.
She most definitely throws a great party.
Yep, she knows how to do it.
But she's a radio chick. She used to be on the air.
Yeah, her strengths were in like marketing and branding and just having a vision that was so much bigger than what anybody else would. I mean, if you ever went to, we for years did Now and Zen and Summer Thing, and it just, the whole presentation was all Denise St. Louis. Like she was just phenomenal.
A lot of people are writing in, don't encourage gloves. Learn proper hand hygiene. People wearing gloves in supermarket aren't helping anyone. Look, you know, I get what you're saying, but you need to let people manage their health the way they feel comfortable. I like wearing gloves.
I do too. And as we mentioned earlier when we heard this text, like I like to peel off my gloves so now they're inside out and the germs are inside them. And I drop them on the floor of my car and clean them out after the fact. And I put them on right before I go in and I take them off right when I get out. So I'm hopefully limiting my own exposure. I'm sorry that you don't think they help anybody. They help me mentally.
I've been receiving people from all around the Bay Area who would love to do the Around the Horn weather report.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know that we're going to be capable of pulling that off, but...
Well, maybe they could just write in each morning and tell us, you know, what the... They could text us, Dublin here, high of 85.
Right, reporting for the ANN, the weather today. Sure, that'd be great. I'll read that.
There are 8 lines in the studio, so we can have Nicole queue up like 8 different...
That'd be great. Go around the horn.
In the Bay Area.
I think
she doesn't have anything to do.
Exercise, we would all say to ourselves, boy, that was a waste of time.
Well, you know what? That's what we're doing these days.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the time?
Okay. You can wrap it up.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll take a quick break and be back in a minute to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't stop singing now, Vin.
No, I have to.
Why? You'll attract attention. The baby will come in.
Oh, listen, don't bring that up. I got to go figure out what that kid's mood is today. Oof, yesterday
maybe,
was rough. Oof.
Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. Oof. Maybe you should stay in every single day. You should say, oh, yeah, I got to cut stuff for my side piece. I can't come out of here till 11.
You know, I have considered that. But the truth is the missus is working, too. And that money she's bringing in is legit. Like, we need it. So I have to, she needs my help and I have to give it. And so it's what has
it's
to
happen. It's a true partnership.
Well, it's not something I would have volunteered for, you know, the baby duty thing, but
I do know, I'm well aware.
We are caught. So I am doing my part. I have to walk out there and face whatever mood she's in.
Is that the plan today? No Nothing special going on?
No, nothing special going on. Yesterday, we had like these really ugly moments where she was just like, I'm keeping the poop in my diaper.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you know what? Good. Do it then. Fine.
Yeah, they get all rashy.
Well, I don't know. What am I supposed to fist fight her for it? I mean,
just
I'm like trying to change your diaper and you're kicking at me. It's like, forget it, dude. Keep it.
Yeah. That doesn't really work with kids, you know, the whole go ahead, because then they do.
You're booing yourself, but yeah, you're right. I eventually
you are
had
booing
to
yourself.
Deal with it. But it was, you know, in that moment, she was clearly saying, no, I want this poopy diaper.
And if it
it
stays in too long, it kind of dries to their skin and makes it 10 times harder.
Right now, I'm having these moments, though, where I'm watching her and she's such a little daredevil. I see her looking at something and trying to decide if she can make the jump or like, I'm watching going, I need to stop this, but I also need to see if she'll stop herself.
Well, you got to let her make some of those mistakes, but I mean, your job is to protect her and get her, you know, through to 18, I guess. I mean, are you done at 18? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
You know, plus right now, not a great time for an emergency room visit.
Well, yesterday she was standing on the edge of the couch, looking off the edge of it, like, I think I can jump off this thing. And I was going, she's right on the edge, just perched. I could show you a picture. It's ridiculous. She's just perched.
You should show me
down
a picture. I'll be looking at Instagram later, and I would love to see that picture.
Oh, all right. I'll post. I'll make
all
a
right
post.
Perfect. All right. Listen, thanks for hanging out with us today. Tomorrow is hump day. Of course, that is when your homework for the week begins with the episode of Survivor, which I think is a two-hour episode. Didn't you see something last week?
I
at the
didn't
end, it was
see
like a
that,
special
but
I'm getting a thumbs up from DeJesus. She's
why
saying,
are they rushing through it? Why would they do that?
Don't ask me. I can't think of one reason. And I really want some news as to what the hell is going to happen with the next season of that. And if they're, you know, are they already sequestering people for Big Brother? Oh, what a Big Brother.
No articles. In all your research, nothing has come
I've
up.
I've seen nothing. So I guess it's a no. Maybe. Maybe no news is good news?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, have a spectacular day, if that is possible.
Same
and we
to
will,
you.
Thank you. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.